Remember us, Vrindavan, new Braja. Trees and creepers and groves like Vrindavan. Mountains like Giriraj Govardhan. Everything. You can sing one kirtan. Radhe Jai Jai. Nirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyai Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahabadannaya Krishna prema pradajate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gauratise bhaktya bihina aparadha lakshaye cheptasya kamaditarangamate kripamayin tvam sharanam prapanna vrinde namaste charana Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalayai Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Yam Prabhrajantamanupetamapeta Krityam Dvaipayano Virahakataryajuha Putreti Tanmetaya Tarbho Bhinedu Tang sarvabhuta vidhayam munimanatosmi tavai vasmi tavai vasmi najivami tvaya vina iti vijnaye radhe tang nayamam charanam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Sri Gaur Bhakta Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. We are beginning Srimad Bhagavatam, Hari Katha, Krishna Katha. I have told the Bhagavat Katha from one canto to ninth canto in England and so many places. I want to begin Hari Katha, Bhagavat Katha from Narada Rishi, but at once I will come to tenth canto Bhagavatam. From the birth of Krishna and Vidura. See, there are so many basic principles of bhakti. And in Bhagavatam, it has been established the service of Krishna. Anywhere it was not established in Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, and any Gita, Mahabharata, and by the mercy of Narad, Vyasa realized that why he is not happy. And then he compiled Bhagavatam. How this came? First, I will explain all these things. First of all, you should know that Srimad Bhagavat is not a book, simply book, made of paper and ink. It is more important than Vedas, Upanishads and all. It means that Krishna is Himself. This is the embodiment of Krishna. The 12 parts of the body of Krishna is 12 cantos. Especially His heart is 10th. And in heart, 5 kinds of air, like prana, is there. Without prana, a body cannot be. So 5 pranas are like 5 chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, from 29 to 33, and they are called Raspanchadhyayi, Panch Prana, especially. So we'll explain all these things. First of all, I'm coming a very brief relation with my Gurudev and Swamiji. Our Guru Maharaj left this world. Now his relation with worldly relations, mother and brother and everything, in 1916. And he came to Mayapur and he met with Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. He was very beautiful, very soft, but very energetic and intelligent. He used to serve Srila Prabhupada and he became very much pleased, happy with this new energetic boy. He gave first initiation, that is Harinam, in 1960. But later on, our Guru Maharaj left his college and gave up his study because he saw that the professors and principals, they cannot understand the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Though in MA there was subject, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam as subjects, but they could not understand the meaning. Vadanti tattva vidas tattvam yaj jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shabdete. Also in Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Jivera Sarupa Nitya Krishna Das Krishnera Tatastha Sakti Bheda Bheda Prakash. What is called Bheda Bheda Prakash? What is Tatastha Sakti? And Vadanti Tattva Vidastattam Jajjnanam Advayam, what is Advayam? They cannot explain. They used to come to our Gurudev. He was like a student, but they used to come to him that he should explain all these things. So he thought that no use of reading in these schools and colleges. So he left the college and joined the movement of His Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Now we see that serving Swamiji for 16 or more than 24 years, serving him, and having renounce order, but yet they feel that we should take a study in colleges. In America, I am seeing that so many senior Vaishnavas or Swamiji are now joining colleges, learning all bad kinds of philosophies, impersonal philosophies, and other things. But I think that they have no at all belief in Swamiji, their Gurudev also. So he left the college and joined forever the mission of his Gurudev, serving him. Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji, met his Gurudev in 1922. He was also so intelligent. Especially he was very qualified in English literature. So Prabhupada gave him, told him to write articles in Back to Godhead. That was harmonist. And you should serve. And you can preach in English. From then they became friends. But he joined in Calcutta, Bengal Chemical, and he became manager of that company. Gurudev was serving in Mayapur and Calcutta. His Gurudev, always living with Gurudev. Once there was a parikrama in Navadvip. About 1,000 of pilgrims were there. They were doing parikrama with Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. In front of all pilgrims, a very big elephant was there, and Gaur Nityananda Prabhu or Radha Krishna were on the back of that elephant, so decorated. And all were singing kirtan, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar and Hare Krishna and all kirtans. They crossed the Ganges and came in the middle of Navadvip. There is a Shiv Vigraha of Jog Maya, Praudha Maya. She came from upper side, from Mayapur. She was at first Vriddha Shiv, and this Jog Maya, Praudha Maya, were at first in Mayapur. But a flood came so much, it destroyed everything and took in water whole Mayapur, except in the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all inhabitants came in the other bank. And also she was brought to this Navadvip town. That is called Koladvip. So he was there. His preaching was very solid, strong. He used to speak truth. No compromise with Sahajiya, Sakhibheki, Smart Brahman, and all others. No compromise. All enthusiastic youngs were falling. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So many. He was on the opinion of Daiva Varnashram Dharma. You know Daiva Varnashram Dharma? India, now Smart Brahmanism is there. Those who have come in Brahman family, they will Brahmin. Whether they are not following the rules and regulations of Brahmanism. Those who knows Brahma, Krishna is Brahman actually. This is the rule. But those who are not following this, coming only in the bands, Dynasty of Brahman. Then he is called Brahman. Whether he doesn't know A, A, E, E or Anuswar and Visarg or anything. They have no belief in Krishna or any manifestations of Krishna. But yet they tell them Brahman, highest in all castes. Prabhupada told that those have come in the dynasty of Brahmins, but they are not acting as a Brahman. They are actually no Brahman. They are Shudra. And those who have come anywhere, in any caste, but they are Bhakta, devotee, they are actually Brahmin. More than Brahmin. They should be honored. Not all bogus persons, coming only in Brahman family, but not actually knowing Brahma or doing Bhakti. Also, the Goswamis, in their also family, not doing actually devotion of Krishna, not worshipping Krishna. They take wine, flesh, fish and all these things, but even they think that we are Goswami, in the line of Rupa Goswami. Prabhupada told very strongly, opposed this, and told anyone who is coming in the family of Goswami are not family, not Goswamis. Sanatana Goswami has no family, Rupa Goswami has no family, any of the six Goswami has no family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his world, no son, no family, no daughter. Advaita Taj has rejected his 8 sons, only Achyutanand was he adopted, and he has no married, he has also no. Nityananda Prabhu, after Birchandra, he has no son or nothing. So from where these Goswami came? Actually, they are not following the rules and relation of Goswamis, not have no devotional services, not chanting, nothing. They are taking flesh and they were worshipping Devi, Durga Devi and all others. So they are not Vaishnavas. They are not actually Goswamis. So all became against of Śrīla Bhakti-siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So they attacked there with soda bottles, stones, chips of stones, warm water, and they wanted to kill Śrīla Bhakti-siddhānta Saraswati. Don't take sleep. Like sit like this. Otherwise, don't sit easily. Like this, then we will do like this. And you will be flat. Give me 10 days for me. 1 hour is mine. Don't think it is your for testing easiness and...
It is 23 hours they can sleep.
You can sleep. Rest 23 hours. But 1 hour should be given to me. Pakka, you know?
100%.
Don't sleep, don't show and don't do anything. Very patiently you should hear me. If you will hear, it is guaranteed that you will have bhakti. It is guaranteed. Your Krishna bhakti will be improved. And you will never fear for anything. You will be like Parikshit Maharaj. Try to hear all these things like Parikshit Maharaj. I am not Sukhdev Goswami, but I have seated on the same asana. I have also no desire like him. Nothing desire, only to serve Radha Krishna, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. So, they wanted to kill, all ran away from there. All were seeing their moan, that how we should
save ourselves.
None was seeing that Prabhupada was there. But there was one disciple. He was standing by him, always. And he saw that so many stones, soda bottles and all are coming, water, everything. He
protected
Srila Prabhupada, taking all stones and soda bottles. And he knew one devotee who was nearby. He took Srila Prabhupada with him and entered that house. They shut up the door, they closed the door, and there that disciple, Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, our Gurudev, he prayed him that you should give your clothes to me and take my clothes and I will try to easily take away from here to Mayapur at once. Otherwise, we cannot save you. Prabhupada, anyhow, he accepted. And he took all the clothes of our Gurudev, white dress. Our Guru Maharaj used to be in very fine dress, like Babu.
Jamindar family,
you know.
Landlords,
lord family. A stake in his hands, very beautiful. This
expensive cloth.
He used to ride on horses, very beautiful horse. So, Prabhupada used to love and affects, love him so much. So he took the white dress of our Gurudev and he gave his red cloth, everything, his danda to our Gurudev. And thus he was saved and he was safely he returned to Mayapur. And after that Gurudev, keeping his hands in his life in hands, anyhow police came and saved him, and he anyhow he all thought that he is Prabhupada and they wanted to kill him. So Prabhupada became so much happy and satisfied to our Gurudev. So he was in Mayapur and serving Gurudev like Rupa Goswami served. He became the manager of Patrika, Dainik Nadia Prakash, Gaudiya. He was a very learned person. He was a poet, born poet. You can see his Tulsi Arati and all other things. But after disappearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a black period came in our Saraswati Gaudiya Vaishnava. So many devotees began to return to their homes, having marriage and worldly life accepted. Like when Srila Bhaktivedanta Swamiji left this world, so many devotees returned to their homes, they married and they became and some of them were here and there, no inspiring, nothing. Some left this practice, bhakti yoga also. So everything was upset. Periodical papers, monthly papers like Gaudiya, Harmonist, Bhagavat Patrika were stopped. Parikrama was stopped. Everything was stopped. Srila Prabhupada told our Gurudev when he was Brahmachari. He has given sannyas before. I told this was real sannyas. But anyhow he told that. In dream he told that. Why you are not taking sannyas? Everything is going to be upset. You should at once take sannyas. So, he left Gaudiya Mission at that time and he came to Bagh Bazar, Calcutta, and established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti in 1941. And one of the prominent person was this Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, Abhay Charanand Vinda at that time. At that time, Vaishnava has given him Bhakti Vedanta title also. So our Guru Maharaj established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Vedanta is not Shankaracharya Vedanta. Especially, Vedanta is Bhakti. To establish this in this world, he established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. Swamiji Maharaj has written us in a letter this fact, that I was also one of the three prominent person who established Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, and since I am serving in Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, he was chief editor in charge of our Gaudiya Patrika and Bhagavat Patrika, in which I was editor. In both I was editor, so he was chief editor. And he used to write so many articles in two papers, and he was very famous person. He met me in very early, in 1947, after our parikrama was done, Navadvip parikrama. I went with my Guruji to Calcutta. Guru Maharaj was so much pleased to keep me as his personal servant. I used to always cook, wash his clothes, so many services, and always noting everything what he uttered. At that time, I did not know Bengali. I learned Bengali to read Jaiva Dharma, to read Chaitanya Chaitamrita. I served him in so many ways. He was so much pleased to me. After some time, he gave sannyas. So I met him, Swamiji, in Calcutta, Bagh Bazar, in Boshpada Lane. Swamiji came there, very big personality, very joking moods with my Gurudev. They sat, they sit on the same asana. Guruji was a sannyasi and he was grihastha. But yet, they both were sitting on the same platform. And as if they are very bosom friends, I saw them joking to each other. And they were so much immersed in Hari Katha. From that very beginning, I was well known to Swamiji. He asked me, from where you have come? What is your name? And so on, so many questions. And he was very much happy with me. After that, when we meet, he used to love me so much. After that, Swamiji met me in Mathura in early in 1954. At that time, he was telling me that I went to Srila Prabhupada. He used to love me. But I was so fearful to read one sloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Yada jasya grahnati harishe tad dhanam shanaiha. That if anyone takes shelter of Krishna, then Krishna make him a street beggar. So I was thinking, and was so fear, that if I am chanting, remembering Krishna and hearing Harikatha, doing so much all these services to Krishna, then I will have to be poor. I was fearing. And suddenly I saw that I lost my job in Bengal Chemical. I resigned from there and came to Allahabad and established another medical factory. But he fell again after 1 year. Then he used to, he established a very good shop of medicine in where Jawaharlal Nehru, that Prime Minister of India, Indira Gandhi, used to come to his shop. But after some time, he also lost that shop. He became more fearful. He wanted to begin other jobs, but everywhere he failed. He was telling, "Oh, Srimad Bhagavat is true." Then there, his wife and children also kicked him because he was not giving any money to them. So he came to Mathura in our Keshav Ji Gaudiya Math. I served him because I knew that he was very bosom friend of my Gurudev. I served him by cooking myself, by giving all kinds of services to him. And he was writing. Chaitanya Charitamrita, he has written in his letter also. Back to Godhead he was doing. After this, I had a proposal to him that your wife and children have rejected you. You have lost everything. Then why you are waiting for these all things? What do you want? I pray you that you should take sannyas. Then he told this story. I was fearing for this. I think that by the wish of God and Guru and Gaurang, I will have to take perhaps this for which I was fearing for so long. He has also accepted in his letter that it was Narayan Maharaj who constantly told me to take sannyas. At last Gurudev came at that same time, and he also, I requested my Gurudev, please request Avacharanar Prabhu to take sannyas. Then he was angry, and on the Biswarup Khau day, he took sannyas there. I made him danda, his danda. I made his, this, all things. And I was priest at there. And after that, he came to America, Boston perhaps, Portport. And after that he came to New York, 22nd Avenue, and he began to preach. Very soon he preached over the whole world. If there was no power of Krishna, anyone cannot preach like that. So he was not ordinary person. He used to love me also, because when he returned from England first time, only I was the person to receive him in airport. And taking prasad with him, first time, Kirtananand was there, and Achyutanand came from Calcutta. He ordered me to preach, because he was not feeling so. So I went in Delhi so many homes to preach. After that he ordered me to send his all books, everything, to New York, 2nd Avenue. I served him. In the last day, when he was going from this world, he called me very honorably and took my hands in his hands and told that you should help my mission, all the disciples. And one thing I request you, that with your own hand you should give me Samadhi. And after Samadhi, Birah Mahotsav will be done by you also, everything. And after that, you should always try to help my devotees. I did it to my best capacity. Still, I am in the same way. I want that ISKCON should be flourish. I want to help them. Though they don't want to take my help, but I'm seeing that if they are not taking help of any good devotees, they cannot live long. They will lose their faith. So only association of very bona fide good Vaishnav can save anyone. It is so important. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kar. Law Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhya. Everything he has been. I told Shamlesh all these things about me. Only to tell that I am a very unworthy servant of Swamiji. I have so much relations with him. Though I was unworthy, but he accepted me. And I accepted him like my Shiksha Guru. I honored him his whole life. I served him and helped him in so many ways. So, now some thing is coming from the devotees of ISKCON that I have not served actually him, no relation at all. False, bogus, some things come, but I don't care for it. I'm still in the same mood to serve them. I've come also. I came last time, first time also. I took the dust of Swamiji's lotus feet everywhere where he went. But by this, some problem came for ISKCON. And they told me not to go anywhere in their muds. I know that there is no their muds, all is of Swamiji. I have right to go anywhere, because I think myself his first disciple. So any man cannot take this thing. Anyone cannot take any God brother's mood. They cannot control. They can tell that you should not come, but how anyone can take the respect of his Gurudev, that you cannot serve him? Anyone has no right to take this. All disciples have this right, strongly, to serve his Gurudev. Where? Not being in any mud or out of mud. In this temple they will serve their Gurudev. No harm. So, again, perhaps he has dragged me here. I want to help the devotees as much as I can. I think that in 11 days now, beginning from today, will always glorify Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita and all other things. Krishna Katha from 10th canto. Now we will do any kirtan, and after that 10 minutes I will. Any kirtan? Yes, sir. Kaljug was coming. About 5,000 some years, about 40 years, 50 years. All were so much afraid. Especially the devotees, rishis and maharshi. You know rishis and maharshis? Very learned persons, always remembering Krishna. So they were all afraid of this. They were thinking what to do. In Kali Yuga, all the persons will give up good qualities. there will be materialistics, always enjoying all material happiness, especially wealth, wine, and women or men. They have no belief, they will have no belief in Krishna. They will try to develop so many things, they will do so much progress in worldly life, especially communication and transportation. In medical lines, a very wonderful change will come. They were thinking. The wives, the women will be quite free. They will be characterless, having no good qualities, always changing husbands, involved in material things. Also men, no bhakti, no vaidhi culture. They will always be involved in worldly things. Son will honor their father and mother. Fathers and mothers will be like same, always engaged in testing worldly things. The Brahmins will give up their Brahminism, devotion and everything. The persons will be called learned, who will tell false things, chattering and pattering worldly things. The women's will be only think, they will think that if you will decorate our hairs, you will be so beautiful. They will follow no rule and regulation. They will color their lips and they will think to use so many artificial things for making their beauties. But the beauty of their inner things will go away. Men will always cheat others and very, very selfishness. At that time, what should we do? They were thinking this way. At once Brahma suggested them to go to Namisharanya. And they should do anything for Kali Yuga. They assembled there and they were thinking what to do. They were doing sacrifices, fire sacrifices. They did so much that all environment became black. Their body also became black. Inner, outer of their body also became black. In the meantime, Baldev Prabhu came. Lomharsan Sut was there. And he was reading Purans. And they were, all the rishis were doing fire sacrifice. He was reading Purans. When Baldev Prabhu came, all the rishis and maharshis, very learned, they stood up and welcomed Baldev Prabhu. But this fellow, reading Purans, sitting on the asana of Vyas, he could not honor. Even he could not stand up. So he, by his hand, he cut his
neck
and he fell his head there. He was dead. Rishis were weeping, "Why you did so, Baldev Prabhu? You are himself God." He told that he is not qualified to read Bhagavatam or any Puran and to be a teacher. If he is not honoring Guru, Vaishnava, and thinking himself that I am so learned in Bhagavatam and Puran, he is not qualified. He should not sit on the chair of any Vaishnava. What you want? They wanted. If you want, I can give life to this person. They told, no, we don't want. But we want that there should be anyone who can read Purans in our society. Lomharsan Sut had a very little son. His name was
Ugrasavasuta.
He was at that time of 5 years old. Baldev Prabhu keep his hand on that boy and inspired mercifully. He began to recite all the Vedas, Upanishads, all the Purans and Upanishads, everything. And he made him to sit on the throne and to speak Purans and everything. This Ugrasavasut was fortunate to attend the Harikatha in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, told by Sukadeva Goswami. All rishis were there and he was reading Srimad Bhagavat there. So he is telling. He doing pranam to his Gurudev, Sukadeva Goswami. Yang prabhajantam anupetam apetakrityam dvaipayano virahakatar ajuhav putreti tanmayataya tarobhinedu tam sarvabhuta ridayam munimanatushmi. Doing pranam to his Gurudev, he began to tell Harikatha, the purport of this shlok. His praying to his Gurudev, that when he took birth, at once, there was no sanskar. You know sanskar? If anyone has this sacred sanskar of Upanayan, then he can read Srimad Bhagavatam or Upanishad or any mantra he can utter, otherwise not. So he has not caught his link with her mother. He was not pure. Coming from his womb of her mother, he at once ran to forest. His father Vyasadeva was calling him, oh son, where you are going? He did not reply anything, but instead of him, the forest echoed, Oh son. No relation of son and father here. Who is father? Who is son? Who is wife? Who is husband? All these relations are false. Why you are calling son? Hirani entered in the very deep forest. He saw that there were some ladies, naked quite, taking bath in a very sacred pond. Vyas was persuading his son, and Sukadeva Goswami was going. The girls were naked. They did not care for Sukadeva Goswami. He was a boy like 16 years old. He was in his mother's womb 16 years. And now he was beautiful, young, naked, quiet, going. The ladies saw, but no effect. They were, as usually, they were taking bath. But when Vyas came, he was an old person, big, white hairs, and big hairs, white hairs. He came, the ladies became shameful, and they came out of the water, and they took their clothes And it's my very simple way mode. They began to apologize. Beg apology to Vyasadeva. But Vyasadeva told that I wonder that my son was going, he was at the age of 16, very young. You did not any shame for my son. But I am so old that you are like daughters of daughters to me. I am so much older than 400 years is my. But you are shaming for me. They told that you are asking from us that why we are sinful. And you are saying that we are girl. But he has nothing to do with us. No question. He thought that they are like dry woods. And he went away. Then Vyas was so worried. He returned to home, his cottage, and wanted how I can again call this my son, because I have completed Srimad Bhagavatam. In this world, I am saying that no one is qualified to read this, to study this. This boy is actually very qualified. Nothing, no attachment for worldly things. No attachment. He does not know that I am his father, anyone his mother. And no attachment, no clothes, quite naked, no shame at all. And he is realized so. So if I can charm him, and anyhow I will manage to bring that my son return in my cottage, I can try to study.
Make him, teach him.
Teach him Srimad Bhagavatam. So, one day he was seeing that some hunters were going in the forest. He called them. Why you are going to forest? They told that we are hunters. We go to take any birds and parrots, so many things, deers. We hunt them. We can take their fleshes, or we can take parrots and all other birds and we sell to others for maintaining our lives. Oh, I will give you mantra. You should try to be my disciple, and I will give a very powerful mantra that easily you will be successful in catching birds and doing all things. He wrote some verses and he told that you should remember this verse. Varaha pidam natavara bapu karnayo karnikaram vibhradabhasa kanaka kapisham vayayanti chamalam arandhrana venuradarsutaya purayan gopa vrindai vrindarannam sabadaramanam prabhishatagita kriti. He taught them how to pronounce it very lovely and affectionately. Their voice was so sweet. He selected some hunters who were young, and he taught them first shloka. And he told that you should go and in forest you should loudly sing this mantra. Automatically so many
birds
will come, so parrot and all others. They went in forest and loudly they sang this shlok. It is the shlok in which Krishna
highest beautifulness is told there. How Krishna is beautiful. Like a very Kishore boy, having flutes, very affectionately seeing, searching anything, calling in Bansi, having
pick up feather
here, some Vaijayanti mala here from neck to feet, one flower.
Kaner phool
means
yellow flower.
His mouth, the mouth of the flower always towards sun, always. Suraj will move, the mouth of the flower will also move towards sun. Yellow. Krishna body is like Shyam, and this flower is yellow. So very beautiful matching. Keeping one flower here, and sometimes that very flower here, like a very beautiful young personality. Surrounded by so many sakhas there. And all are telling him, sadhu, sadhu, hearing his flute voice. All are charmed. Not only men and women, but all the animals everywhere. When they were shouting this mantra, uttering, at once they saw that so many parrots, so many birds were in their trap. They become so pleased. At once this Sukta Goswami also came. And he was telling, where you have got this slok? Who taught you? He told that there is a rishi, his name is Vedavyas. He has taught me this. Can you ask him? This is the beauty of that supreme personality of Godhead. What are his quality? You should ask and tell me another day. When they returned, they were so happy, and they met Vyasadeva and told, a boy came of 16, very beautiful, and he has asked that, you have told the beauty of Krishna, but can you tell the qualities of Krishna? What are his qualities? Then Vyasadeva told, again taught one shloka. And that shloka was, अहो वकीयं स्तनकालकूटं जिघंसया पायदया प्रसाद्वि लेभे गतिं तनुधातृचितां ततो कंवा दयालुं शरणं प्रजेम. The meaning of this shloka was that Putana, who was drinking the bloods of newborn childs, murdering them, choosing, shocking the bloods, always killing boys here and there. He was so cruel. She took so much poison in her breasts, and she wanted to kill Krishna. She went in Braj. Having a shape like mother, and he came in the courtyards of Nanda Baba, Yashoda Devi, and he at once took Krishna in his lap, in her lap, and gave poisonous breast in the mouth of so beautiful, soft Krishna. Krishna closed his eyes, and he sucked so much poison with her soul and life. And thus he made him his mother. He poured his soul, and forever he made like his mother. So in this world there is not anyone merciful like Krishna. Anyone can go to him and he will never give up him. He will accept all, whether he will be demon, not demon, animal, anything he may be. But those who will go to Krishna, Krishna will chart and purify his heart and give liberation easily. What to tell of liberation? He will give his own service in Braja. So he is Sukhdev. At once attracted, and he came running to his father. Where is that old person? And he came nearby to Vyas and fell flat on the lotus feet of Vyas. I want to read the book in which you have compiled all these things. I want to hear. I want to read, study the book. He has admitted in Srimad Bhagavatam that I was impersonal. What?
Impersonalist.
But by the mercy of Vyas, he taught me Srimad Bhagavatam. And I became Rasik Bhakta Vaishnava. So I want to give some Krishna Katha from that Srimad Bhagavatam. From tomorrow, I will try to explain Srimad Bhagavatam. The characteristics of Krishna, Balya Leela, Pauganda Leela, and Kishore Leela. In them, there are so many teachings of bhakti and everything. So you should hear it patiently. The glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and everything will come in that. Gaur Premananda. Now you can do a kirtan, and after kirtan, you can do aarti here. And after aarti, and you can do parikrama, and then. In morning also there will be class. If I will be okay, then I will do 10 minutes or 50 minutes. Otherwise, any devotee, like Nirgun Prabhu, Govinda Prabhu, Shyam Rani, Urukam Prabhu, Govinda Prabhu has come. Yes, our what name? Navdeep Prabhu.